So much is lost and needs to be found. We lost our God. We lost our minds. We lost our freedom. We lost our hope. We lost our love. Where will we find what we have lost? In the lost and found department? In the heart of God filled with love? Or in our hearts who follow the way of Jesus? A mother loses her child as they cross the border. They are taken to two different shelters for processing. After months of separation, they are reunited. They see each other. Their hearts overflow with joy. They race toward each other, and the mother picks up her child and holds her close. So much joy. She never wants to lose sight of her again. In today's gospel, Jesus is eating with lost sinners, whom he has found. He is like the father who welcomes his prodigal son. What joy! The Pharisees question Jesus. Doesn't he know he is eating with sinners? How can he dine with them? He responds with three parables: the lost sheep, the lost coin, the lost son. God is like a shepherd who goes in search of only one who is lost. He then carries it home on his shoulders. God is like a woman searching for a small lost coin. God is like a father on the lookout for his son to freely return. And when he sees his son, he races to welcome him. The lost one cries out and longs to be found in the words of the responsorial psalm. Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness, and in the greatness of your compassion, wipe out my offense. A clean heart create for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. His heart is now open to God and ready to return. God is like the woman, delirious with love when she catches sight for her lost child. If a mother can have so much joy when she catches sight of her child, how much deeper must God's love be when we have allowed God to find us? What God does for us, and what a joyful mother does for her child, God desires for us to do to one another. He desires us to follow the example of Jesus, who ate and dined with sinners. Easy to say, but oh, so hard to do. Who will find the lost drug addict screeching on the street corner? Who will find the trafficked girl enslaved behind locked doors? Who will find the homeless family sleeping beneath the freeway? Who will find the elderly whose mind is lost through dementia? Who will find the released inmate looking for work? In 1886, there was a simple and holy priest in Paris named Father Wavelin. Charles de Foucault, a playboy soldier, sensed a desire to repent and be found by God. One day he went to the church confessional and told the priest that he had no faith and wanted to be instructed. The priest told him to kneel and make his confession. Charles protested, "I did not come for that." The priest insisted, "Make your confession." When the confession was over, Charles believed. He had been found. In time, he moved to the Sahara Desert to live as a hermit monk among Muslim nomads. Charles, once a playboy soldier, has now become a canonized saint in the church. What was lost has been found. So much is lost and needs to be found. We lost our God. We lost our minds. We lost our freedom. We lost our hope. We lost our love. Where will we find what we have lost? In the lost and found department? In the heart of God filled with love? Or in our own hearts who follow the way of Jesus?